heading into Friday's series opener against the Yankees, the Tigers looked like they had finally turned the corner. But after the series ended, Detroit showed they still have a long way to go. The Tigers were swept by the Yankees, ending with a 5-4 loss in 10 innings on Sunday. Josh Donaldson's sac fly in the 10th was the game winner. The White Sox jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the first inning, but had to hang on for a 6-5 win over Tampa Bay. Jake Berger and Yasmani Grandal each drove in 2 runs in that first inning. And the St. Louis Cardinals took care of the Cubs 5-3 in 11 innings. The Cardinals take 3 of the 5-game series in Chicago. The Cubs had a 3-2 lead heading into the 9th inning, only to see St. Louis tie it and then win it in extra innings. It's an off night for the Tigers, White Sox, and the Cubs. On Tuesday, Detroit will be in Pittsburgh. The Cubs are in Baltimore, and the White Sox are home to face the LA Dodgers. The NBA Finals are headed to Boston, all even at 1 game apiece. Stephen Curry had a game-high 29 points, while former Michigan Wolverine Jordan Poole scored 17, including a half-court buzzer beater to end the third quarter, as Golden State beat Boston 107-88. Game 3 is on Wednesday. In the NHL's Stanley Cup playoffs, Andre Palat scored with 42 seconds left in the third period to give Tampa Bay a 3-2 win over the New York Rangers in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Rangers still lead the series 2-1, with Game 4 on Tuesday in Tampa. Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals is tonight, with Colorado at Edmonton at 8 o'clock. The Avalanche lead the series 3-0. WNBA from Sunday, Atlanta beat Indiana 75-66, and it was Chicago over Washington 91-82. The final Detroit Grand Prix on Belle Isle yesterday. Will Power takes the checkered flag for his first win of the season. The race will be held on the streets of downtown Detroit next year. And congratulations to the Berrien Springs boys track and field team, who won the 2022 MHSAA Division II state championship on Saturday. Senior James York also won the individual state title in long jump. The 400-meter relay team of York, Jamal Haley, Jung Young Chung, and Jake McKinniak also have a state title. Haley in the 100 and 200-meter dash, and Edwardsburg's Luke Stowasser also takes home an individual state title in the high jump. Also, congrats to the girls' soccer teams of St. Joe, South Haven, Our Lady of the Lake, and Saugatuck for the district championships over the weekend. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Monday, June 6th, I'm Dave Wolfe.